EU member states have failed to agree on crucial emission targets ahead of next week's COP30 summit in Brazil. Ministers worked through the night but will meet again today to hammer out a deal on greenhouse gas reduction goals. France's environment minister warned that arriving empty-handed would be a, quote, disaster for the EU's climate leadership. Belgian airspace was closed multiple times yesterday evening due to drone sightings at Brussels and Liège airports. Luxembourg offered to help divert flights, with Lux Airport sharing its capacity with Belgian authorities. One plane was registered to land here but was cancelled when Brussels reopened. Luxair CEO Gilles Feit said recent drone incidents across Europe are causing real concerns for airlines. No drones have been detected over Luxembourg so far. The police have issued an appeal for witnesses regarding Anya Boisset, who was last seen on the 1st of November at around 6:30 p.m. in Esch-sur-Alzette. Boisset is between 1.50 m and 1.60 m tall, slim, and was wearing black clothes and white and pink trainers. The police say she is likely to be in the south of the country at present. In other news, New York has elected a new mayor, with left-wing Democrat Zoran Mamdani set to replace Eric Adams. The 34-year-old, who's described himself as Donald Trump's nightmare, faces an uphill battle after President Trump threatened to withhold federal funding from the city. The death toll from Typhoon Kalmagi in the Philippines has risen above 90, with Cebu province bearing the brunt of the devastation. Flooding has swept through towns and cities, carrying away cars, homes and shipping containers. Cebu alone has reported 76 deaths, with 35 bodies recovered from the town of Liloan. At least 17 others have died in surrounding provinces. At least 7 people have been killed in a plane crash at Louisville Airport in Kentucky. A UPS cargo plane crashed during takeoff, causing an explosion and major fire. Governor Andy Beshear warns the death toll could rise, with many others seriously injured. And finally, British actor Jonathan Bailey has been named People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. The 37-year-old, best known for playing Lord Antony in Netflix's Bridgerton, called the honour completely absurd. Bailey, who came out in 2018, is the first openly gay man to receive the title since it began in 1985. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and the Red Lionesses have discovered their route to the 2027 Women's World Cup in Brazil. Luxembourg have been drawn alongside Belgium, Scotland and Israel in League B, Group 4 of the Nations League qualifying tournament. The draw was made in Nyon yesterday. Before the qualifying campaign begins, Luxembourg will play 2 friendlies in Cyprus between late November and early December. And in tennis, world number one Aryna Sabalenka will face Nick Kyrgios in a battle of the sexes tennis match in Dubai on December the 28th. The showdown echoes the legendary 1973 encounter when Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs. Sabalenka says she's proud to represent women's tennis in this modern take on the iconic match.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
This morning starts off sunny and dry, and the day promises relatively warm and sunny conditions until the evening, with some clouds at high altitude gathering later in the afternoon. Temperatures are at around 6 to 8 degrees this morning, rising to a balmy high of 14 to 16 degrees in the afternoon.